You're listening to SBS News.
From a small radio studio in Sydney's western suburbs, Inoke Huakau is spending his morning catching up on the latest news out of Tonga. He might have lived the past 25 years of his life in Australia, thousands of kilometres away from his homeland, but his passion for Tongan politics has never faded. The radio broadcaster and director of multicultural station Radio 2000 FM in Sydney will be watching closely as Tonga heads to the polls for its general election.
I am very optimistic for this election. Everybody is interested in it. We talk about it on the radio.
But despite keen interest, Mr. Huakau, a dual citizen and who once ran for parliament himself, won't be able to cast his vote, as Tongan law stipulates voters must be in the country to cast their ballot. Mr. Huakau says given the large Tongan diaspora, estimated to be about 120,000 people, and for the thousands more stuck abroad because of border closures, he would like to see the law changed.
It should be allowed, right? It should be. I see no difficulty in that. Postal vote can be installed here, New Zealand, in America, will come. But they just don't want that kind of interference.
The Tongan High Commission in Canberra says it simply does not have the resources to facilitate the vote. Curtis Tuihalanginye, deputy head of mission at the Tongan High Commission in Canberra, noting the democratic election process in Tonga itself is still being developed.
This election is quite a very young policy for us in Tonga. So we want to make sure our democratic system is matured enough before we can move into outside of Tonga.
He also said giving Tongans in Australia a vote and not Tongans in other countries would be unfair.
We have limited capacity and ability. And if we're going to open up to the Tongans here in Australia, we have to be considerate that we don't have a high commission in Fiji, we don't have a high commission in Papua New Guinea, and many other countries throughout the Pacific and the world.
But for the 64,000 eligible voters in the kingdom, they're being urged to have their say. This song posted on social media by the Electoral Commission, calling on citizens to join in and cast their ballot. It's the first election since the death of Prime Minister Akilisi Pohiva in 2019, and there are many issues on the agenda. Emma Finau Ivaraturé, a researcher from the Australian National University, says the government has been caught up in some corruption and political infighting scandals this year. So, during the election campaign, she says politicians have turned their focus on the big ticket issues.
There is the big national issues like economic development, economic recovery. After COVID, there's of course health and COVID issues. There is the illicit drugs issues.
Once a transit point for drug smugglers in the Pacific, Tonga has now become its own market for illicit drugs. The use of substances like methamphetamines and cocaine have skyrocketed in recent years. Director of the Tongan Women's and Children's Crisis Centre, Ofa Gutenbal Likiliki, says her organisation is now constantly working with cases directly linked to the use of drugs.
You know, the drug issue has been a major conversation throughout this year because, you know, people have seen the impact of drugs on, you know, on our families, on our children, on, you know, on the country. And so there's a real urgency for whoever the new government is to, you know, take some concrete measures.
There are 26 members of parliament in Tonga. 17 of them are democratically elected by the people, and the other 9 are reserved for the nobles who are linked to the royal family. This year, 73 candidates are in the running as the people's representatives, and of those 73, just 12 are women. Ms. Gutenbal Likiliki says the system needs to change, and parliamentarians need to be willing to use some special measures to help increase the numbers of women in politics.
So my hope and my anticipation is that after the results come out tomorrow, that we're actually able to sit down and have some robust discussion around special measures, affirmative action quotas, Congress to accelerate the number of women getting into parliament, because if we don't do that, we're going to continue seeing this trend.
However, equal representation in Tonga's parliament won't happen overnight. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.